This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
There's a bit of a dedication with a bit of moaning. There's nothing like a bit of moaning to finish a good love song, is there?
No. Yeah, you got to have moaning in there. Moaning or squealing.
I thought it was more like whispering. Come on.
No, that's definitely moaning.
Now, Sweet Deliverance, the Perverted Sunshine Tour, is showing at Gasworks at the moment. It opened last night. Joining us in the studio right now is a star from the show, Vixen Noir. How are you?
Good morning. How are you? I'm a little sleepy, but I'm very happy to be here.
It's a very actor thing, isn't it, not to be up at this time?
You did. I'm sorry. You're right.
Hell yes. Hell yes.
Yeah, no, I would be very sleep right now.
We feel honored that you've come in to see us this morning.
Oh, well, that's good. She's looking to take me to lunch, right?
She's looking very artistic at the moment with the coffee takeaway cup and the Danish. Yeah. It is very arty, I must say. Yeah, very impressed.
I would have my dark shades on, but I thought I should.
Well-mannered as well. Now, Vixen, you're actually not from Australia. You're from San Fran, is that correct?
Yeah, San Francisco.
How do you find it being in Australia? How does it compare
to
San Fran?
Melbourne is very much like San Francisco, especially the weather. It's like one day it's hot, and then the next day it's like cold. I can put on a long sleeve top, and it's very, it feels very, I love the diversity here, and just it's the arts and the culture and the queer community, and it rocks. I love Melbourne. Love, love, love it.
And do you love our trams that you had to catch to get here this morning?
You know, that tram really got me here in about 20 minutes, I would say. So
20 minutes?
Yeah, it was great. It was not very crowded. It was cool. I was able to read my script, chill, whatever.
But any crazy people?
No crazy people.
That's good.
I haven't encountered any crazy people yet.
Oh.
Should I watch out for that?
Well, you're in the city now, so I guarantee you on your way out, you will confront some crazy person.
Okay.
Yeah, so brace yourself.
Or they will confront
me. Okay.
One or the other.
Now, you're a very talented individual, and I'm reading through your media release here, and there's all these different things that you can do. I have to ask you about one that caught my eye.
Okay.
The erotic workshop facilitator.
Yes, that's me.
Tell me about that.
Well, I started a school, an academy, actually, in San Francisco just earlier this year called the Erotic Performance Academy for Women. And basically, it's really about empowering women in their sexuality, but through erotic performance, burlesque, striptease, erotic poetry, singing if they want to sing. And I basically do some workshop methods that really help women to kind of go inside and really look at their sexuality and what's, you know, what are the, God, it's too early for me. What are the things, what are the things that are standing in the way from them being their most powerful sexually? And then I help them to get to that place through doing performance stuff.
Now, this school is in San Francisco.
This is in San Francisco. That's all right.
Dang.
But I'm doing a one-day workshop on Saturday from 1 to 4 p.m. Well, it's a half-day workshop.
Wow.
That I'll be teaching at Gasworks, so people can come and get a little taste of what it's all about.
On Saturday, on Valentine's Day.
On Valentine's Day, come get your love juices flowing, and then
Saturday's
go on
out
later.
Now, you're a very busy woman, and also you're involved, well, you were the former artistic director of a non-profit organization.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about that.
That organization was also about empowering specifically queer women of color in their erotic power. And so the Academy is a more condensed version of that, where the sessions last for 4 weeks. With the performance company, or the nonprofit company, I would work with women for about 5 months. And we'd start out with workshops and things like that really helped them to explore and look at and heal and you know, move to a higher place in their sexual power. And then I would take, we would take the stories and things that came up through the workshopping and transform them into actual full-fledged multidisciplinary production with live music and dancing and, you know, singing and poetry. And
wow.
Very exciting.
Have you had some interesting breakthroughs in some of the participants?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Any that spring to mind?
Oh, my goodness. You know, women that have been sexually abused really found the project to be really healing for them, you know, and women who were also more inhibited in their sexuality, they'd come in and be like, oh, what are we going to do here? And by the end, they're like these divas who kind of just get on my nerves because now they've become like these divas and where's my makeup and I'm ready to get on the stage. And there's this whole different essence about them that where their power really comes through.
I like the fact that you're kind of aiming to embrace a sense of femininity and strength as opposed to, you know, that stereotype dominance.
Yes.
Which I really actually like that.
Yes. Well, thank you.
There you go, sister.
Now, of course, you have got a show. We're going to go to a song and then we're going to come back and find out about this very exciting show.
Ooh.
And you might sing a bit of a song for us as well, I believe.
I might do that.
Yes, you're listening to
I'll do my best with my morning voice.
You've got a bit of a frog in the throat.
I got the frog in the throat.
It's better than
that. That's okay. It'll be a husky.
Hi, I'm not Pamela Anderson, but out of all the humps she's had, I'm sure the best have been with the Hump Day crew on Joy 94.9.
Here on Joy 94.9, you're listening to the Hump Day Crew. We're here every Wednesday morning from 6:30 to 9. We're joined in the studio at the moment by Vixen Noor. You can catch her show at Gasworks, Sweet Deliverance, a Perverted Sunshine Tour. So, Vixen, tell us a little bit about the show. What's it about?
It is a show that looks at the evolution of my sexuality from a little tiny toddler up into who I am today. Sex goddess? No. Because I've just always been, well, lately, I think since 2005, I had been just interested in knowing where I come from in terms of my ancestry. Because as far back as I can remember, I've always been sexual. I've always been a horny little toddler, just, you know, hump on things and stuff like that. And for me, I'm thinking, you know, nobody taught this to me. You know, I must have inherited from somewhere. You know, inherited it from somewhere. And so I had this idea to interview my grandmother for 2 weeks on film and, you know, ask her about, you know, her life and our family history to try to look for clues to my sexuality. And boy, did I find them. So she is a part of the show with me. There's video clips in the show that show her talking about her life, and we get to perform together and do things together. It's amazing. And because I wanted to be able to continue to be empowered in my sexuality and do my work, the work that I do, and helping other women. And I thought, it's time for me to get on this stage. I've been in the background for years, and it's time for me to get on the stage. And the way I want to do it is by bringing this issue to the forefront. So I believe that I inherited my sexuality through my matriarchal bloodline. And I used my grandmother to make that point.
Now, your show opened last night at Gasworks. We've actually had a listener message in.
Yeah, we got an SMS in from Ange. Said, saw Vixen's show last night. It was fantastic. Go see it if you can.
So, yay.
There you go.
Thanks, Ange.
Now, there is a warning. It does contain explicit sexual content and nudity.
Yes, it does. I do take my clothes off. I do costume changes on stage, and I basically just talk about being a toddler and what I did then and as a teenager and some of my sexual experiences coming out and, you know, my experiences with men. And then I talk about what I've done today, you know, where I am today in regards to my sexuality. So I have some good poems and one piece that kind of brings it all together. It's an amazing piece called Family History. I could possibly do a little bit of that, but I'm not sure. I'm trying to think, what are the words in that? And, you know, I wasn't sure how explicit I could be on the show, so I was like, I don't know.
Well, we're pretty naughty. Now, is that Gasworks? Great venue to perform at, isn't it?
God, you know, I am so in love with Gasworks and the staff and Crusader, who, you know, I had performed here for Trans Lesbian Gender Mash in 2007 with Bumpy and King Victoria and that whole group. And I got to perform it at Gasworks and met Crusader then and did just one or two pieces. But I just picked up the phone, basically, or the email and called him and said, I have a one-woman show. I would love to bring it to Midsummer. And the next thing you know, he's like, okay, let's do it. And it's just so easy. And it's just been so much love and support. I mean, Gasworks, for me, is the epitome of what an arts organization should be about in terms of supporting artists. Because with that type of nurturing and with that type of love and that care and support, you feel like you can just do your art and be the most powerful expressionist that you can possibly be. And that is what the gift that I get from Gasworks. I'm like, I'm home. I love this place.
Now, you're going to perform a bit of From the Show for us right now. Tell us about that.
Well, I thought what I would do is I would do the piece that's call Vixen's Favorite Things, and it opens the show where I'm in full costume regalia and makeup, and because I step on the stage and do a lot of burlesque, I do striptease, I do cabaret comedy, you know, shit talking. Oops, can I say that?
You just did.
Oh, okay, sorry. And then you know, and bantering and a lot of things like that. I guess people would say it's very drag queeny, but you know what? I feel like women, we go into drag as well as men do. And so I love going into drag with the lashes and the makeup and just being able to be, you know, very feminine. So
okay, we're about to hear it. I'll give you 10 seconds to prepare yourself. Of course, you can see Sweet Deliverance, the Perverted Sunshine Tour at Gasworks Art Park. It's on the corner of Graham and Pickle Streets in Albert Park. It opened yesterday and is going until this Saturday at 8 p.m. To find out more, you can check out gasworks.org.au. Here's Vixen Noor with some of Vixen's favourite things.
All right now.
Or possibly this track. No, let's try.
He's trying to make me go disco.
I know, I am.
Let's try. That's the one.
Strawberries on waffles and sexy boy short knickers. Platforms and flip-flops and daddy-induced snickers. My soft brown appendages tied up with rope. These are a few of my favorite hopes. La la la. Butches in leather with tattoos and piercings. Butches in leather with tattoos and piercings. Strong arms and naughty smiles burn me to ashes. These are a few of my favorite lashes. Thick cocks that stretch me and fist with no mercy. Apple pie and chocolate with promises to hurt me. Intense eyes that pierce me down to the bone. These are a few of my favorite Joneses. When I'm horny and can't get none, and I'm feeling mad, I simply pull my vibrator from the drawer and then I don't feel so. Then I don't feel so. then I don't feel so bad.
Very good.
That is Vix for Night.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.